Okay, thanks, Chief Kutzing. And if there's nothing else, we'll move on to our committee reports and discussion and unfinished business. So just to expedite this process, it seems as though a lot of our normal committee activities have not happened because of COVID. So stop me if I'm wrong, there was no off-island transport committee meeting. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. The CCC, I believe, was canceled.
No, it met. We met.
Oh, it did. Okay.
I was, yeah.
Okay.
Trish, you weren't there, though, were you? You weren't.
Correct. I was not there.
Okay, yeah. It met, and I sent a report to Pam late, like it was after the week it had happened, but it was mostly about nutrition on the islands, and talked about programs that are going on related to COVID and people that are isolated, people that are needing deliveries to their homes, and then the school program delivering to families that would be free and reduced lunch students, and how that was going. And the CCC decided to fund a proposal that had been put through from Senior Services and the Whatcom Council on Aging for home-delivered meals in the meal program, and so they allocated, I think it was $12,000 to be, $25,000 to be divided by the three islands for home-delivered meals, because home-delivered meals loses the food programs through the senior centers have been losing money. They lose money anyway when there's congregate meals, but when there's congregate meals, community meals, people pay and come in and eat. But with home-delivered meals, there's very low income. So the cost of the meals has gone up and the income has gone down. And so to keep going and forever, however long it's going to be, it's going to be at least till phase four, that till seniors can leave home and go to a meal potentially. So that's going to be going on for a while. So they allocated money for that program. And then they decided that they wanted to make sure to allocate all their money from this, the Peace Health, I'm not sure exactly what that fund is. Maybe Pam could tell us more about what that fund, how that fund came about from Peace Island. They allocate to different community organizations for different things. But the last, what they decided to do with the last $5,000 was to allocate it to the community foundation so that as we go forward, they can spend it out throughout the rest of the year. However, it looks like needs will be surfacing in the community. So so that was their focus for that meeting. And they will have allocated their funds. And I think their new funding cycle starts in July, if I'm not mistaken. So there will be a whole another round of things happening. I'm putting out information about that. Do you have anything to add to that, Pam, about how that fund works?
No, that is a new thing that happened this year when they got the new director, Chris Phillips, retired, and Ms. Lucy took over, and they wanted to have a more community approach, so that's when they started looking into doing more for communities.
It's quite
nice. Yes, they do start on July 1st.
And they do divide. They did divide that between the three island programs. So they are really wanting to make a statement that they support the countywide programs for health, even if they're not on Lopez and Orcas. So that was quite nice. That's my report.
Thank you very much for all that information. And you're up next, Gail, with the EMS and Trauma Care Council.
If it meant I wasn't told about any of the meetings.
There were a couple of phone-in meetings, and basically was check-in to make sure the PPE was supplies were good across the region. I have asked for a follow-up with the executive director to find out about that elected official spot that was vacated by Commissioner Smith. Have not heard back yet, so I'll ping Martina again. again and see if we can get that figured out and get, and obviously there's been no other interest, so I think you're a shoo-in, Commissioner Seitz. Once we get the right paperwork and get the right things in place, you should get that. But there were a couple of phone-in meetings between the last reporting period, and again, it was just more of a check-in about PPE. Was at the North Region level.
Okay, great. Anything on the CID?
Negative. Nothing through that. In the past, our attorney with that particular project, Jim Fredman, has suggested oftentimes it's better to just kind of be patient rather than poking the bear he likes to use. But it's been quite some time. I think our response went out in November of 19, and we still have not heard anything. So maybe we do need to poke a little bit. So I'll put that on my list to make sure that I check in with Attorney Fredman, and we'll see what his suggestion might be moving forward.
Great. Finance Committee. It's myself and Commissioner Clary. It's been a little bit of a challenge to have our regular monthly meetings and to go over finances with Heather and Chief Kutzing. I'm really looking forward to when we can sit down together, but I know later in our meeting we do have some financial issues to discuss, so we'll get to that. Commissioner Clary, did you have anything to add?
No, not really. I mean, we are also meeting weekly with Superintendent Hutchins and with Chief Kutzing, and you know, that's helpful to have a little bit more of a snapshot of what's going on week by week.
Mm-hmm.
But nothing earth shattering going on. So just same old, same old.
Which is not a bad thing. Thank you.
Yeah, no news is good news.
Yes. The Inner Island Healthcare Foundation. Any news there?
I have no news, but I'm not sure I'm even on an email list to be notified about.
There hasn't been any meetings recently.
Okay.
So you haven't missed any.
Okay, good.
And I think that Commissioner Lehman and I, in terms of the Community Relations Committee, have had a rather busy week or two, and just in terms of what we've been working on. So, you know, there's been obviously a lot of public communication with the public, a lot, and we've been working on some ideas for strategic planning as well, and have talked with a consultant.
Yes. In fact, do you want me to talk about that right now at all?
It's probably a good time.
Yeah. So we've identified that we need to do strategic planning. We need to do mission, value, our vision, objectives and goals, and we need to do that soon. We need to get together and plan that, and I think it's worthwhile having expertise and a former senior county employee had recommended a woman from Seattle by the name of Daphne Schneider, and I have talked with her, and this is right up her alley. I have a contract, which we can talk about. I'm not sure. I would love to get that signed. She charges by the hour. She can do remote planning with us and recommends no more than 3 hours at a time. What I think we need to make that a priority as the board to first meet and do a work session kind of retreat, but it would only be 3 hours instead of an all-day affair. As she said, pointed out, she said she has found that video conferencing is very exhausting for people. For some reason, it's the limit's about 3 hours to be productive. So I'm not sure at this point how we go about, because I'm new to this process, but how we go about, if you guys have some questions for me about Daphne, or if I can make recommendations or get you more information about her. She is out of Seattle, Daphne R. Schneider and Associates. And she's a management and organization development firm. She's also a licensed private investigator, and she's worked in over 500 businesses, public businesses, on-site conflict management, team building, staffing, change management, strategic planning, training and coaching, and so I think she might be just the ticket for us to get this developed, and so I would like to propose we sign a contract to start working with her. And commissioners, any of you have any questions about that?
We should note that we've moved forward with this process with Pam's approval and consent as well. Yeah. Pam has been involved every step of the way here.
Absolutely. And she Pam authorized me to, you know, at least have conversations with Daphne so we can figure out if this is the direction we want to go. And I would absolutely support. I'm very impressed with her, and she's someone who seems to be very experienced and wants to be very efficient with the use of our time, which I really appreciate. And
can you send us information about her, the rest of the commissioners, about information about who she is and like her website and whatnot? It'd be nice to look at that.
Absolutely, we can do that. And I would
ask that if possible we can meet in person. I would rather not do 3 hours of video conferencing.
You know,
can meet in person either now or in the near future, I think.
She is in King County. They're in phase one. And that's a little problematic. I mean, we could pay for her to come up here. Then we're into, I know we're in phase two, and I'm not familiar with everything that's opened up, so you guys enlighten me, about where she could stay and have meals and that sort of thing. And she's here for...
Maybe not yet, but maybe in June that will change. So
yes, I would propose that we very soon have this planning session with her. I don't think it's something that we should wait and sit on. I think we, as a board, need to define what our mission is, and our vision, our values, our objectives and goals, and maybe we could start with one session with her, and then of course have one that would be in person. Now we're opening up May 31st is when, help me out you guys, because I'm not sure.
We don't know what's happening May 31st.
Yeah.
But so, non-essential travel is restricted, so that is an issue. She could stay. She's an essential. Well, she's not even an essential worker. So never mind.
Would you guys?
Phase three is probably when she could come up. But yeah, okay.
Agree to one 3-hour strategic planning session with her. I mean that.
What does everybody else think, Everett? Kyle.
This is Commissioner Loring. I'm probably not ready to sign on to something without having seen some sort of pretty well-drafted scope of work, whatever documentation you sent her to solicit her work, and also learn more about her, you know, pretty standard stuff, right? See a CV, figure out what she does. Anyway, yeah, I just would love to know more about what we're doing, where we're headed, since this came kind of out of the blue in between meetings.
Sure.
Well, but thank you for spearheading and reaching out to somebody too, because I think we've all talked about some of the things you've mentioned being needs that we have.
So we'll go ahead and get her credentials put together and get that pushed out to you. And, pending that, we'll continue to communicate with her. The trick is to move forward, we need to sign a contract. If we put a time limit or a spending limit on the contract, would you be comfortable if we move forward with that, Commissioner Loring, or would you need to wait to approve before you need to see her CV and her scope of work before we move forward? Is that correct?
Yeah, I'd like to see our proposal before we move forward. Right? I haven't seen that exactly either. So
okay.
Those are the kind of things that I'd like to see.
Okay. So we're going to discuss a special meeting later in this meeting. And in the meantime, we will get a more formal presentation to the rest of the board regarding her credentials and what we'd like to see come out of the process. Does that sound okay?
That sounds great.
Okay. Awesome.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Let's see. And I think that's it for our Community Relations Committee. Correct, Chris? I don't have anything to add there.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. Thanks. Let's see. We've suspended integration at this time, so we don't have an integration steering committee meeting to report upon. And let's see, Kyle, you had asked to add to the agenda discussing a follow-up with the fire district commissioners regarding integration. Can I hand that topic off to you now?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes. No, thank you. Well, we, a few weeks ago, voted to suspend temporarily, I believe, although it was a little bit fuzzy on what that language was, but to suspend the integration, and it's not even totally clear exactly what that suspension is and who it applies to, but we did mention that the board, that we would resume once the two boards had agreed on basic ground rules, shared understanding going forward. And so I propose that we reach out to the fire district board at this point to see about having a conversation with them about what that might look like. And in lieu of that, partially because I think we need to get this process moving forward, if it is going to move forward. I think we need to figure out whether that is a real possibility, whether we can reach some sort of shared understanding of what an integration would look like, and really what that process is, because that's what's been lacking, right? There's no blueprint for how to actually move forward towards integration. Or there is, but it's not filled in, right, with that Gantt chart. So I propose that we reach out to them and try to schedule something before too long for a remote conversation. I'm also happy to have a conversation with one of them or something in the meantime. And in fact, I did have a conversation with Commissioner, their chair, Commissioner Jarman, last week about this. And basically, I think we both agreed to have some sort of future conversation in good faith about what this might look like. I think we do share the ultimate end goals, the same end goal, which is providing the best possible service for our community at the best possible rate that we pay. So obviously there are a lot of details that reach that, but I think if we're going to have a conversation with them at some point about what integration would look like in the process to get there, I think the sooner we have those conversations, the better. And then if we find for some reason that we're just a loggerheads, then we go from there. But so anyway, that's my proposal. I know that we've talked about having an outreach to them. We've got a couple different types of missives that we put together, and I encourage us to move forward with that and have it contact them and try to communicate.
Thank you. We did have a couple letters that we had drafted, and the second one, which was a shorter form, I would like to revisit the idea of that, and whether or not we ought to send it. It does propose a future meeting between the two boards. I personally, obviously would like to collaborate, but I feel that we have some organizational work to do as a board before we're ready to meet with the fire department. Does anyone else want to weigh in on that?
Yeah, I agree. I think that we have work to do as a board before we schedule a meeting with FIRE. And that, to me, is part of the strategic planning. So I think that's essential. I would vote for that. And I think that's why I really would like to get going with planning some work sessions for us as a board so we can tackle this and we can do some planning and have kind of a plan in place for where we want to go. And then we meet with FIRE and, as you say, come to a shared understanding and develop our MOU or ILA. But I think that has to happen after we do our strategic planning as a board.
I think that we can do both. I don't think there's anything wrong with meeting with FIRE to kind of suss out so that we get to know them better. They get to know us better about what, you know, what we're about, what issues we have, and what we want to see happen. And then also, I think we also need to do our work sessions too. So I would not be averse to meeting with them sometime soon, because I don't want it to. I don't feel like I know them well enough, and I haven't heard much from them just individually and through things that are written. So I just feel a little bit like that it would be a good thing to keep our relationship moving with them as well. So I mean, I can also contact people individually, but I do feel like we've wanted that for a while, of coming together as the two boards. So.
And I also would like to meet with the board, but I would not be with the FIRE board, but I would not be prepared to substantively discuss integration with them. I mean, it may be in a general sense, but I feel like I don't even know exactly what it is that we want. I thought that we were using the CAG report as a blueprint, as a roadmap, and then the ILA cropped up, which is actually not the ILA that was passed by previous board is actually not in the CAG report. There is an ILA for finances, but not for this. So all of a sudden, the CAG report is not being used in some alternate method. And so I think I don't really know what the blueprint is. I don't really know exactly what it is, whether we want to go back to the CAG report or. And so that's part of that planning. But I would like to know FIRE. I agree with the other commissioners. I don't really know who they are and what their goals are and what their concerns are. I mean, they must be, I would be horribly concerned if I were FIRE as to the problem that the town's going to have paying for their fire protection. there are a lot of issues that must be worrying them, and I'd kind of like to know who they are as commissioners. So I'd like to meet them just for that. That's kind of, human relations are important as well. So I'd like to do that. And then we would know enough maybe to start a discussion another time about the nitty-gritty, the finer points of integration, because integration is going to happen. It's the only thing that makes sense. And I'm in many ways, I'm sorry that all this kerfluffle has happened, but it was necessary, I think, and not sorry that we did it, and just sorry that people interpreted it the way they did. And we need this pause to get straight in our heads what's going to happen. So yeah, I'm in favor of meeting with them, but not specifically discussing integration.
Okay.
Yeah, Commissioner Laurie, you have more to say?
Maybe just a quick bit. Commissioner Clary, that was hilarious. I'm imagining a backyard barbecue with your last statement there. Nice, right? Not quite there yet.
You're perfectly right. I would love that.
We all would right now, wouldn't we?
I definitely support that approach of having an initial conversation just to say, hey, look, we've never sat in the same room. We've had these communications kind of third hand back and forth through votes at meetings that, we probably both said and done some things that have offended each other as boards. And so I think it's important that we have communication with them and open that door and try to figure out, okay, what are your concerns? Those really larger global questions, not the nitty gritty of integration at this point either. I agree. And in fact, I don't think we're necessarily the people to put that together. I think we need to come together as a group if we do think integration is a good idea and say, okay, who is? What is that path forward? Because that's the part that has kind of disappeared, I think, at this point. That's my impression. I'm hearing a little bit from you of the same, I think, Commissioner Clary. And I do think we can do this at the same time that we do a different effort as a hospital district. But I will say, hearing from Commissioner Lehman, now I'm very curious to see what that strategic planning, et cetera, process looks like, because if that will have some effect on the integration itself and whether it applies to the hospital district, whether it applies to the hospital district in its role as a supervisor of EMS, whether it applies to EMS. So I'm very curious to see that scope of work that you put together on that as well. And that's all I have to say at this point.
Great. So I think I'm hearing consensus on the second draft of the letter.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Great. Okay, so we can move forward with that, and then we'll talk later in our meeting about scheduling a work session to address the rest of these things. Okay? We do need to move on to new business and get some resolutions.
Chair Lynch, can I interrupt just for a quick second? I just wanted to say for the public who might be listening or participating that we had put together a letter to the fire district that helped explain a little bit, in a little bit greater detail, the concerns that we had that led to the vote that we took with that resolution a few weeks ago. And so it sounds like now we've agreed to send that letter that also proposes having a discussion, a future discussion with them. Is that right?
Yes. Thank you for the clarification. Okay, everybody seems, the people I can see are smiling, so I'm assuming we're fine. I can't see you, Pat. Sorry, it's a little hard. Anyway, okay, so Carl, I'm going to hand this off to you. It's resolution time, yes?
Okay, all right, sounds good. Yes, we do have a couple of resolutions. The first one being resolution 20-522, and that one is to reestablish our reserve fund. In the past, I believe it was dissolved in 2006, and Pam, you can help me out if I'm not remembering this correctly. My understanding of the history of that was at that particular time, we had a reserve fund in place, and the purpose of that was to have money set aside for capital improvement, for vehicle replacement, for expensive medical equipment. And at that time in 2006, the agency was trying to ramp up their medevac response. And it was decided by that particular board and the chief at the time to suspend that fund, move those reserve monies into the general fund so that there would be some nimbleness and the ability to kind of put those pieces in place. Personally, I think that that's not the right way to go about it. We need the financial oversight. We want to make sure that the money that we are targeting for vehicle replacement, for building improvements, capital improvements, for expensive medical equipment like our LifePak cardiac monitors, the powered stretchers that we have in the ambulances, that those types of purchases, we set that money aside, we build into that fund, and when the time comes to purchase, that we then petition the board, say we've saved, we planned, we've gotten our bids, now is the time to purchase these things, and to have the board in their role as financial oversight to be able to do that. So this resolution states that let's reactivate that fund. Again, the fund is for upgrade and replacement for equipment, vehicles, and facility. That there is a administrator of that fund, and my suggestion was that superintendent of the district be the administrator of that fund, gives a little bit of separation from EMS proper, and that to further go along, that we take part of the money that was budgeted in the approved 2020 budget for vehicle replacement and those kinds of things, the line items within the general fund, move $300,000 into the reserve fund, and then to look at that again, see how our finances are going to put the proper funding in place that's been budgeted back into the reserve fund, and have that be reestablished, and that that fund is then the oversight and management happens from the board, and if we need to move money back and forth, it takes a resolution of the board. Are there any questions?
Chief Kutzing, if I might, I had one. I saw that you were proposing to move over basically half of the amount that currently looks like it's reserved for vehicles. Why half?
I'm thinking just to kind of give us that chance to take a look and see how the funds are coming in during this kind of situation where we're unsure of how the revenues are going to be placed, lower call volumes, lower, whether or not the property taxes. I guess I'm hoping that we're right on par with our property taxes, and that we're not in a situation where the people who could afford to pay the whole thing paid the whole thing, and there are a lot of people who are in arrears for their taxes. It just gives us a little bit of wiggle room before moving the entire amount over. But there's nothing that, sets that number in stone. That was my reasoning behind it.
Thanks for that. Makes sense to me, and I think a little extra buffer right now doesn't hurt.
Sorry, I'm muted. So, do I hear a motion to approve this resolution?
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution. This is Commissioner Lehman.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, just for Nathan's benefit, I got affirmatives from everyone, including myself. Aye. Thank you, Chief Kutzing. And then we'll move on to the next resolution regarding the surplus of AEDs.
Certainly. This is resolution 20-523. And this is more of a housekeeping kind of situation. We were previously using non-supported cardiac monitors / AEDs. The LifePak 12 had been kind of obsolete for a few years. Service agreements in terms of maintenance and calibration were still in place. And previous administration said, yeah, let's see. Stryker Physio Control, the ones that we're used to, have been promising, and not the LifePak 15, but the LifePak 16. And so everybody was kind of waiting to see if that would drop. We said we can't wait any longer. The service agreements wouldn't happen. That was approved by the board for that purchase. The outdated monitors were part of the purchase agreement, whereas we could get a trade-in value for these old LifePaks. That would offset the cost of the new ones. And so that was agreed to, and part of the package of the purchase of the LifePak 15s. And this resolution is the housekeeping item that says we're going to remove that from the inventory, officially surplus them, and know that they've been put into the cost reduction of the new purchase. And attached to it is the affidavit that shows what the serial numbers were for the 8 LifePaks and their asset tags.
making those auditors happy. Thank
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
This is Commissioner Loring, and I move to adopt Resolution 20-523.
This is Commissioner Lehman. I second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. That's unanimous. Thank you. Okay, and then we were going to talk about the selection of a board representative for union negotiations. I've already heard from Commissioner Lehman that she would like to be our representative.
And
if there are no objections.
Would anybody else like to, would anybody else on the board be interested in that?
I'm delighted that you're interested in it, Commissioner. Thank you.
Deafening silence.
Okay.
I've been a member of the Washington State Nurses Association Union, so I have not a ton of experience, but I have some and can appreciate the work that needs to be done and the representation. Yeah.
Okay. So I move that Commissioner Lehman be selected as our board representative for union negotiations. Do I hear a second?
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. I guess, do I get to vote too?
Sure.
Aye.
Sure.
That sounds unanimous as well, Nathan. And then, let's see, Chief Kutzing, we need to talk about our new dispatch contract, correct?
That is correct, and it's not really the new one, it's just a revamp of the old one. These go in 5-year increments. We had we had kind of put a hold on this because there were a few questions that I had in terms of how the cost allocation was taken care of. There was another concern both by Chief Collins, who with the fire district, they pay a portion of this dispatching fee. Chief Williams on Orcas also had concerns. At the time, it was Chief Havner over on Lopez who he signed the agreement. Then later said, yeah, maybe I should have asked, you know, about some of these concerns as well. That being said, we put it on hold. It kind of got backburned a little bit, but we brought that back forward. We had a concern about the users group. That question was answered. We had concern about the cost allocation. That question was also answered. I also had questions about, as we were moving toward integration, you know, what happens to this 5-year contract, because we would reallocate costs, but that has a provision in it in Section 2 that every year it's kind of looked at again. So all my concerns were answered. All Chief Collins' concerns were answered. All Chief Williams' concerns were answered. So I feel it's time that we put this forward to the board for their approval. And this basically allows for us to continue to use dispatching services and pay our share allocated on the number of calls that they do for us. And in my perusal of this current contract, there was no change other than the actual cost, which is based on the previous year's allocation and then kind of carried forward for the next year. So that was the only substantive change within the interlocal agreement as you see it now versus the one that was adopted 5 years ago. And I think Commissioner Loring also had a chance to take a look at that. And Commissioner, do you concur with that? Is that what you found when you looked at the two documents?
I do, Chief Kutzing. That is what I found. And so I was assuming that your questions were resolved without needing to revise the amendment.
That's correct. That's correct. Now, and the other thing that I should also let you know is that we receive a discount for the services that we have because we help the Sheriff's Department in terms of to calls at the jail, doing fit for jail kinds of things, blood draws, all that. They're offset because we respond to the Sheriff's Office and we get a discount in the amount of time.
Can I hear a motion to approve our new dispatch contract?
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Can I hear a second?
Layman will second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
It's aye, and so that's a unanimous vote for the record, Nathan. Let's see. Next, I wanted to discuss scheduling a work session for strategic planning for our agency. And Nathan, we had come up with a date for that. But June 10th, same time, same computer. Well, maybe we'll be able to meet in person by then. I have no idea. Anyway, regarding that, I wanted to get a jump on things by reading something into the record. And Nathan, please don't panic. I'll email this to you.
Thank you.
So, as chair of the Public Hospital Board, I want to read the following into the record. I am proposing that we have a strategic meeting within the next 30 days, hopefully 2 weeks, to develop goals on how we are establishing and directing the hospital board and EMS services on San Juan Island. To establish a framework for the strategic meeting, I am proposing the following. 1. Evaluate EMS in its entirety, including the hospital board responsibilities and EMS and interface with EMS and the community to address management, finance and capital purchases for EMS and the long-range financial stability, including pre-planning for unanticipated events such as the current pandemic. 2, develop short and long-term objectives for EMS to include reviewing the 2019 Citizen Advisory Group recommendations, requesting the fire department respond to the recommendations from the CAG with their business plan that includes a budget to meet financial stability to integrate EMS and fire within a specified time frame. Compare the fire department response with other directions to establish a progressive EMS system with sound organizational structure and financial stability. 3, take leadership of healthcare initiatives on San Juan Island and collaborate with the other healthcare organizations in the county. 4, develop hospital board messaging to the community to elicit support and participation in meeting our goals and objectives. I want to get this on the record as a pathway forward, and I am open to your thoughts and suggestions. Since I have radio silence, could we agree to meet in 2 weeks?
I don't know if we're going to get that all done in one night, but...
This is Commissioner Loring, and I probably am not in a position to agree to meet in a couple of weeks. That was quite a list, ambitious in scope and scale, and also a little bit could potentially invasive in some areas too. And so I'd like to be able to see it and think about it a little bit more than just hearing it at a meeting at this point. And I also, of course, I think a lot of that focused on EMS, and I haven't heard from Chief Kuzing his thoughts on it as well. And not putting you on the spot right now, Chief Kuzing, but obviously I think we'd want to hear your thoughts as well.
Oh, well, thank you. Obviously if we're, you know, we had done a strategic plan 3 or 4 years ago, and that, you know, had been adopted, and I think that was due to expire in the end of 2021. I would love to be a part of that discussion. We'll figure out how we move forward, especially if we're involving the EMS portions of that that strategic planning in terms of the hospital district. So, let's take a look at it and see what we want to try to accomplish. And again, it's a working session, and I'm happy to be involved with that.
Great, thank you.
Was the hospital district board involved in that before? That was strategic planning with the hospital district board?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but the focus was specifically on the EMS portion and not on the board itself. But I believe, was it Dr. Edwards was part of that? There were people from the community at large. There was EMS staff. It was a pretty extensive process, and we used a consultant as well. That was back when I was kind of brand new to the operations position.
I propose, and this is where I guess I feel very strongly, is that we need to do this sooner than later, and I don't think we should be sitting on any decisions. We're, you know, time is passing, and we've been commissioners now December, January, February, March, April, May, going into June, that's 7 months. I think we owe it to ourselves and the community to at least begin this process in 2 weeks. And I would like to have, I think having a consultant would be really help us keep on track and be efficient with our use of time and help guide us in this process. So that's what I feel.
This is Commissioner Clary. I understand and agree with Commissioner Loring on the scope of the list is and the scale is humongous. There may not be enough days in the month of June to cover it, but and also his concern on the consultant. You know, I know a little bit more about the recommendation of the consultant, but he doesn't, and Commissioner Loring doesn't, and so, you know, and Commissioner Seitz, you know, both have a right to explore more on the consultant, and so I don't think they should be rushed on that, though I do think that it is important that we proceed, and but I think that they are aware of the urgency of moving forward. But I don't think there should be a, you know, a whip either. So anyway, that's what I think. So maybe the 9th or the 10th is a little too soon, but certainly before our next regular meeting, I would say yes.
Well, the 10th is the midpoint between this meeting and our next regular meeting. So I propose we agree to schedule.
What happens if three of us vote for it and two of us vote against it?
Strategic planning meeting?
Can we make
the work session?
Well, a majority, I don't know.
Well, if you'll be there and two of us won't.
I do agree that it does feel like we're moving slow in terms of getting things done, especially with COVID coming up and not being able to meet in person and feeling just So I would, you know, definitely, I would support having the meeting and just even we could even talk about that scope.
Right.
We could pick out pieces of that scope.
I'm intimidated
by the scope, but.
Yes.
Suggestions are welcome. Like, I'm not, you know, I want to do this collaboratively, so.
Have a strategic planning meeting to figure out our strategy. I see no point in waiting, but that's me and that's my personality.
How about, would it be easier if we have the meeting with or without the consultant present? Would that be easier?
Well, maybe in 2 weeks it's a good time to have a work session and perhaps have the consultant call in so we can all ask her some questions.
Yes, I support that as well. I mean, this is a person who does this professionally.
Mm-hmm.
And so who better than guide us and lead us, you know, to stay focused and help us navigate this territory, especially since it's kind of our first strategic planning meeting. I would like to be as efficient with our use of time as possible. Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste anybody's time, and I think it's would be a high-value individual to contribute to this process.
I like it. Kyle, are you available to meet in 2 weeks?
Possibly.
For a work session?
I have to check my schedule. I might be. And it sounds like we're headed that direction, but I do want to say that I am I'm highly skeptical of any consultant who would try to shepherd a process where board members get ambushed in the middle of a board meeting with an entire massive plan to do something. They don't get any advance notice of a proposal, and then within 2 weeks they're supposed to sit down and have a strategic planning work session. I've never heard of that kind of thing. I've been part of a few strategic planning sessions, which are much narrower in scope than what we're proposing here. So I just want to tell you that if there were a consultant who were actually willing to take that on, I would not have much trust for somebody like that, because it doesn't sound like any consultant I've ever worked with.
Let me chime in. Excuse me. I'm sorry, Carl. I did not mean to interrupt you. I'm sorry. Thought you were finished.
No, I'm all set.
Okay. So what I would like to say is our consultant has not seen specifically what Commissioner Lindstrom read. Okay. So this is not worth. I think that that's a very broad picture. So I want to share with you that she's not seen this. This is, I think that that whole list that Commissioner Lindstrom read is enormous. And we need to bite off a little chunk of that. And this consultant is not suggesting that list at all. That did not.
Oh, that's my work. Sorry. That was definitely, if that was unclear.
So I would very much like to clear the air about that, because I think we need to take baby steps, and one piece of that. And in fact, what I would propose is to send that list to her and say, okay, you do this for a living. And Kyle, I'd love for you to be a part of that. You know, I think that would be really helpful since you have done that before. So I would ask for your input and your opinion, and highly value that. And then we can put the proposal together too of the items off of that list that we want to address. I'm just concerned that, you know, this once a month meeting is not productive.
Yeah, it's not enough.
That's my concern. I feel like we need to be more productive. And we have a lot of work to do. And once a month isn't cutting it. So having our, maybe we have a little subcommittee here. And I'm not sure, again, how to navigate that. But I would maybe propose that we have a subcommittee to make a decision about this. I don't know.
Yeah, that's one way to handle it for sure. But I guess I'm getting the sense that we need some more discussion on this topic, and that we can accomplish that at a meeting, a special meeting on the 10th.
So to have a meeting on the 10th to just discuss work group activities and discuss more of strategic planning, and potentially just interview the consultant a little bit about what she does, if that seems appropriate to ask her questions, but not to have a strategic planning meeting on June 10th with a consultant, because that's a huge leap.
Sure.
Having more discussion.
I love your input, Kyle.
No, I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to be silent. I think that sounds great to touch base, figure out what it is, and in between now and then to see the proposal. Obviously, I'm hearing from Commissioners Lehman and Lindstrom that you've got a burning desire to really move this thing forward, and I'm not opposed to the idea of strategic planning at all. I love it. I just want to make sure that we're doing it in a thoughtful way and get the most out of it, and so that we can be prepared too, because there's a lot of work to do before you even show up for the very first strategic planning session.
Yes.
On all of our parts, on the staff parts, and so trying to start that process in 2 weeks is such to me. But having a conversation about it, trying to know what our scope is, I think would be fantastic.
Great. So we'll plan on a work session for June 10th. If that's okay, everybody's fine. Okay.
Well, I just want to make sure that that's a good time for Kyle, because I would certainly want Commissioner Loring present for that.
There's a better day.
Is there a better day for you, Commissioner Loring?
Sorry, I was looking. Not necessarily. You're proposing 5:30. Is that what PM? Is that the proposal?
But it seems to work for people that have jobs. I know it's not the preferential time for everyone.
I would always opt for earlier just because I function better a little earlier, but I totally respect the two of you that have, three of you that have jobs. So consensus from the three of you about timing seems to make sense.
I am available. I checked my calendar. That would work for me. And I agree with you. Earlier in the day is usually a little better for that kind of session, but it can be a challenge sometimes around a work schedule. I could probably be flexible on that part, but I'm not. Everybody can.
How about Gail?
Well, yeah, the earliest I could meet would be 4:30.
Okay.
Proposal for 4:30 on June 10th. Okay.
We'll work to get that scheduled on the books. It looks like we have consensus there. Thank you, everyone, for your work on that. I realize I'm biting off a big piece, but I feel like we've been waiting to get our feet under us, and you know, we need to get on it. So, if there isn't anything else, I would move towards audience participation so we can move into our executive session.
Chairman Lindstrom, this is Nathan. I've not received notification from anybody that they would like to speak. There were Lauren Johnson had wanted to speak, but we didn't get him the first time. Lauren, are you, Dr. Johnson, are you able to unmute yourself, *6, and would you still like to address the board? Okay, I don't hear him. I don't know if the board would like to do an open mic and let people unmute themselves. We did that earlier, didn't hear anybody. It's up to you how you want to proceed.
That's fine, go ahead. I think that's fine. *6 and unmute.
So if anybody would like to unmute themselves, go ahead and do so at this time and say that you would like to speak. That's *6.
Hello, this is George Johnson. Can I say something again while I have you?
Welcome back, George.
George, would you mind waiting just a sec?
I have gone away.
hold on 1 second, George.
Let's see if anybody else needs to speak as well. Just anyone that needs to speak, go ahead and unmute yourself, say, I would like to speak. And if we get several people, then we can go orderly. If there is nobody, then we'll just go ahead and let Mr. Johnson proceed. Okay, sorry about that, George. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. I actually don't want to take too much time, and I already did get a chance to speak, but it occurs to me, and I didn't mention this before for the sake of time, that I think you know my background, all of you, even though I don't know a couple of the new commissioners. But as a co-author of the CAG report, I appreciate the kind of reverence I hear being given. Also, though, I was commissioner on the hospital listening board for 12 years and chair for a few of those years. And during my tenure on that board, we actually moved EMS from fire to the hospital district. And prior to that, I was a retired volunteer firefighter, Fire 3, and I served as a first responder with the aid unit. So I kind of have some good background that covers all of those bases. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate, first of all of you who are willing to be commissioners. I'm very aware personally of what that involves, so thank you for serving, first of all. Second, let me suggest that I'm encouraged by a couple of things. The strategic plan is a great idea. You need to update whatever was done, and it's a good idea to spend time figuring out how you're going to do that. I would encourage you, though, strongly, not to just postpone talking about EMS and meeting the fire commission and doing what needs to be done to move EMS over the fire. So that decision seems to be pretty unanimous amongst both of the fire and hospital district commissions. So you don't really need to spend quite as much time in your strategic plan on EMS if, in fact, the decision has already been made that, yeah, it's got to move. it's a fire problem after, what, the end of next year or whenever it happens. So doing them both in parallel doesn't seem impossible or even a bad idea. And I commend also Commissioner Lehman for wanting to get on with this because, yeah, we're halfway through the year and not a lot has happened. So let's not sit on things any longer, just get on with it. So I'm hopeful that the one agenda item you put on your joint meeting with the Fire Commission is the process. It isn't about, to Commissioner Clary's point, it isn't about the details of how you're going to integrate EMS into the fire district. It's about a process that lets it happen. If you need a new MOU, which you don't actually even need, but you know, if you need a new ILA or something, draft it out of that meeting and agree to it. But it's entirely about a process to make it happen, and it really should happen in parallel with the strategic planning work, because I think the strategic plan is a good concept, but it shouldn't be a prerequisite to the EMS integration plan. That was just the point I wanted to make, and I am delighted to hear that you want to send a letter to the Commission and that you want to start down the strategic plan. The bullet points 1 and 2 off of the strategic planning list that Commissioner Linsman had are all about strategic planning for EMS. It may not be all that big a deal if EMS is moving to fire. So that takes half of it and off the table. The second thing to consider in that is, and I don't remember if you said this, maybe it was implied somewhere, but I think your strategic plan should have a fairly major component around long-term care on the island. So I would hope that that's in there somewhere. And those are the suggestions I have as a sort of retired commissioner who's familiar with the seats that you find yourselves in. Thank you.
Thank you, George.
Chairman Lindstrom, I received an email from Dan Paulson. He would like to address the board, if that is okay.
Of course.
Mr. Paulson, are you able to unmute yourself?
Miss meetings.
Press the star button and then 6. That should unmute you. Okay, I know that he's on the call, but we don't seem to be able to get him on. So I guess we proceed. Mr. Paulson, if you'd like to send your comments in writing, feel free, and we'll distribute them to the board.
Thank you, everyone. We're going to adjourn at this point into executive session, RCW 42.30.110, to evaluate the qualifications of an applicant for public employment or to review the performance of a public employee. It is 7:39 right now. We just take a couple minute break before we get going on this next thing. I don't know, should we say 7:45 to 8:15? Is that going to be enough time?
For our executive session?
Yes.
For a break.
7:45
to 8:15.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I misunderstood. Are you saying taking a break for a half hour?
No. It's 7:40 right now. I'm suggesting a 5-minute break. And then to reconvene in executive session at 7:45.
I think we're going to need more time than that.
Than a half an hour? Okay.
We can always
extend our time. So you're comfortable then with 45 minutes, or would you like me to propose an hour? What would you like?
I would say at a minimum 45 minutes.
Okay.
And that will be, we're going to log back into a different meeting as well.
We do.
At 7:45. Okay. Technology is so fun.
You'll need to log into the executive session one, and then when we finish with that, you can hang up with that one, and then we'll go into the executive session two. And then when we finish that one, you hang out, and then we'll go back to the public session. If something happens, call, text Nathan or myself, and we'll hopefully get through these three things.
Okay. What could possibly go wrong?
So just to be clear, I come in on session two, not on session one.
Two. Yes.
You get to eat dinner. Tell you.
You get to eat dinner. Go have a burger and French fries and beer and.
So.
Okay.
You're planning to meet.
Can we send Carl a text when it's time for session two?
Sure.
Okay. So you're meeting from 7:45 until 8:30 on your own, and then at 8:30 you're going to have a second executive session on the same RCW, but we don't know how long that will be. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Don't do that, Gail.
If there are any...
3 minutes? No, can we go back to 7:47 now? Because I have 5 minutes.
If there are any extensions, let me know. I will announce them to the public at 8:30. And members of the public can stay in this meeting or call back at that time.
Okay.
So we're exiting and entering number two.
Okay. Executive session one next. I'll see you there next. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks.